Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A popular Philly speakeasy that closed during the pandemic has reopened in a new Secret Rittenhouse location.
The sign says Schubert, but it's actually Latimer.
So if you're looking for it on your GPS, what do you want people to know?
Good luck, I guess.
Where to find the secret bar and what to expect from this 5-time James Beard-nominated establishment.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff. Two.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in the Rittenhouse Square area. We'll get to the address in a minute. And I'm at the Franklin Mortgage and Investment Company, a little incognito bar with operations manager Jason Elliott. Now, this address is a little bit confusing, as I think you want it to be. It's at 1718 Schubert Place and Mozart Alley, or Schubert Alley, Mozart Place. But it's actually 1718 Latimer Street. So wait, why don't you just clear that up for me, Jason?
We're trying to keep our guests from going to the hotel entrance. The actual building's address is 1715 Rittenhouse Square, but the alley behind it, the sign says Schubert, but it's actually Latimer, so it's a little more confusing than it needs to be. And our rear entrance is on the street that's labeled as Schubert, but is really called Latimer.
I thought it was 1718. Is it 1715?
The building is 1715, but the actual hotel is 4 townhouses combined in one. So the address is stretched from a 1711, I think, all the way up to 1719.
Oh.
So we're kind of positioned at 1715 or 1718. It's kind of...
So if you're looking for it on your GPS, what do you want people to know?
Good luck, I guess. We just like we're trying to figure it out. You know, we're trying to find easier ways to help you to find it. It's
put in 1715 Latimer Place.
Yeah, put in 1715 Latimer Place or put in 1715 Rittenhouse Square. And just walk around the back to the alley, and you'll be right there. You'll see a big black door with someone standing out in front of it.
So you are attached to the hotel, the boutique hotel, but you are a separate entity with a little, like, incognito back door that's a little secret, kind of like a secret little gem, if you will.
Right, yeah, a little, like, bit of a low-key entrance. And, yeah, we are located in the hotel now and are technically, we are part of the hotel. We've transferred ownership over to the hotel.
So I remember when the Franklin opened in, like, 2009, and it was supposed to be, like, a little underground thing. There's been a lot of stuff that's happened since then, right? So fill us in.
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. Like, I mean, through the course of, you know, our history at our original location for 12 years, we were nominated for James Beard Awards, like, 5 times, and one of the goals for the new space was that when the Franklin originally opened in 2009, it elevated the Philly cocktail scene. And our goal with this new opening with our new owners was to re-elevate the cocktail scene. And what we were able to do through our, you know, like, we're heavily supported through our ownership, and they were really into cocktails and how, you know, like, creation of them. And they let us spend a lot of money on things that you don't see that we keep in the kitchen. A lot of high-end prep equipment that allows for, you know, like different preparations, different clarifications. And we're just really excited about being able to work on cocktails from more of a science based perspective and, you know, like, and just try to make unique tasting things that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, this has always been a very cocktail centric bar. The original owners are no longer a part of this.
No.
You came in like 2014, 15.
I believe. It's kind of a blur. It's actually the current owners are how I met them originally was.
The current owners being the hotel.
The hotel, yes. The actual, you know, physical owners, one of them wanted to have their birthday party at the Franklin.
The original location.
This was like, I would probably say 2017. And we politely declined because he wanted a Friday night, you know, and we're like, no, we can't do those things on a Friday night. And then he started coming around and 3 years later, he bought it from us, you know, so it's kind of funny, you know, like we shot him down for a party and then he ends up, you know, coming back later and purchasing the place. And
I own you now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, did he buy this before the pandemic?
This was all put originally in motion in 2019, the hotel renovation and the bar renovation, because it's the Rittenhouse Boutique, which we were located in, has been completely renovated, and it was done by the same designer that did the hotel. So it's all very eclectic. Every room's different. It's just a really unique, beautiful hotel, and it's kind of combined into one. So like I said, we are, you know, we're open to the public. Our main drive is tourism. You know, we're looking to be, you know, like what we were at the old Franklin was a huge tourist draw. You know, like people that were into cocktails always, you know, visit.
That loved cocktails and that loved like a little secret.
Exactly. But now you can have cocktails, a little secret, instead of having to get an Uber. You can walk upstairs and go to sleep if you're visiting Philly, you know, which is a nice little perk for a bar, you know, to have such a unique hotel above the top of it.
Yeah, I was asking you, what are these stairs? And you said, yeah, that's the hotel.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually a strange hotel since it's three. Eventually it's going to be four buildings. It's still under construction, but it's three buildings combined in one. So some elevators, and you know, with elevator takes you to a certain part of the building. Different staircases take you to other different parts. So it's kind of like a... It's like a Scooby-Doo maze of a hotel that's not haunted. Like, so, but it's really unique. Like,
I was going to say Willy Wonka.
Yeah, yeah, it's really neat. Yeah, it's a beautiful place too.
Yeah, it is a beautiful place. So you go into this unassuming black door that looks like just the back entrance of, you know, like where you would bring in supplies. But it's actually the bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's actually the bar, the dirty alley. But we like the contrast. You know, the alley, we've cleaned it up some and we're working on it some more. We're going to get it on.
It is a dirty alley. I was like, surely this beautiful bar isn't on this alley.
Right, but we like the contrast, you know, that you're in this alley and you open the door and there's this big, beautiful golden bar, you know, right on the other side of it. So we think it works really well, you know. So far, we've been having an amazing reception. You know, we've been having to turn people away because we're still waiting on a ton of equipment from COVID, and it's just, you know, hasn't arrived yet. So we can't even operate at full capacity yet. And we're hoping maybe in 3 to 6 months to be fully online with our. We have a Scotch program starting. We have a wine tasting room. We have a.
But you are open.
Yes, we are open for cocktail service, and we have a you know, also limited food, but we're still building out a kitchen, and we hope to be doing a small bites cocktail menu, and we're going to be providing a brunch and breakfast for the hotel and the public, hopefully in the near future.
In future. Yeah. Future being the operative word. Here.
Future being when they actually ship our kitchen equipment to us.
Yeah. COVID's been hard.
It's been ridiculous. Some things, by the time we get it, we'll have paid for it a year prior. You know, it's just outrageous that the cost of running a business when you can't have an ice machine and you have to buy ice, you know, and things like that. You can't get a water filter hooked up. You have to buy bottled water for your guests. It's just, you know, really taking a toll on us, you know, quickly. But, you know, hopefully it'll all be resolved soon.
So tell me about the concept. So you have a couple of different rooms. Right. Where we're standing now is the Scotch tasting room.
Right. We worked with Seamus Manning, who's one of a local Scotch expert, and he put together a non-Scotch program for us that we're getting ready to premiere. And the room we're in right now is going to hold a single malt collection that will be on a separate Scotch menu, and we're going to host tasting events and have educational events and do everything that we can within the limitation of Pennsylvania law, which is kind of strict, but we're getting a hold of the best Scotch that we legally can, you know, have in Pennsylvania.
You also have a little private area across from the bathrooms, a little private room?
Yeah, it's a small room that holds about 10. And like the one thing that advantage that we have now is, you know, we can take an event, you know, we have two separate actual large rooms. So it's great to be able to still provide a cocktail service on Friday night. But if somebody also wanted an intimate party for 20 of their friends, we can also accommodate that at the same time.
And little nooks and stuff. This little nook right behind the Scotch tasting room?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Little nooks everywhere.
You call that?
We're calling that the breakup couch for now, because the first time we sat it, a couple sat up there and broke up and started crying hysterically. Like, it was really sad. Like, yeah, that's not what we're going for. Like, just, like, yeah.
But they have little privacy nooks.
Yeah, little privacy nooks everywhere. We have it. The construction is about completed, but we haven't premiered it yet. We have a wine tasting room downstairs also, a small wine room, and a little, even smaller private room that could hold about four, almost like a meeting room. So we have plenty of little nooks and crannies to hide in and places to stick people.
Tell me about, you know, the concept. I mean, sourcing must be, is it hard with COVID? With the like, not just the materials, but like the product.
It's ridiculous. We're trying to premiere our first menu, but we just can't. You know, like, we finally got our liquor license active, and the first thing we find out is like 60% of what we want is not available currently.
They have to rework the menu.
We have to completely rework the menu, yep, and find new drinks and new things to do, and then hope that the product won't run out. And, you know, one thing we've been doing is, you know, we're fortunate enough to have a good investment behind us. So if we do find a product, we're buying all of it, you know, to make sure we can actually run our menu. But finding things has been so difficult.
Like, give us some highlights.
As far as
menu.
Lost Henry, which was a herbal lemony kind of ginger ale drink, which is real tasty and cute. I wish I could show you a picture on my camera. I took.
What's the alcohol in that?
I'm gonna murder the pronunciation of this word. I believe it's Swedish herbal liqueur, Birkvachia or something. It's kind of in the lines of an Amaro, but I think I just murdered the name though. Like,
so you're really going into some, you know, unique names, unique mixes,
oh yeah,
cocktails.
Yeah, the focus on Andrew Peterson, our head bartender, he really focused on unique gins on this first cocktail menu. So there's a lot of unique and unusual gins on there. And, you know, we're focusing with like a lot of new in-house syrup techniques and things. So everything's a little unique. We're actually more excited about the second menu coming out, you know, because we're hoping supply lines are going to be better. We have our full team built, you know, and we're hoping to do even more unique things as the new menus unfold and more of our equipment shows up. So,
and what are you thinking about in terms of food?
For food, we're going to do probably like 6 to 8 plates for like bar bites and things like that. And then we're also, like I said, we're going to be providing a hotel. We're going to be providing a breakfast Monday through Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're planning on doing some boozy brunches. And we're looking into like maybe the possibility of burlesque shows and other things like that on the weekends, and just have some afternoon fun, you know, with brunch drinks and simple stuff. But we're working with different chefs right now and trying to hone down, you know, like who we're actually going to work with and what kind of kitchen we can put, because we do have a limited basement. So
people should really keep an eye on this. You're open, but kind of on a limited.
I would say we're 30% open with, you know, like, because we are planning on rolling out a full Scotch program, rolling out a full, you know, wine program. We have a kitchen on the way. You know, we have bar bites on the way. We have breakfast on the way. So in terms of what the Franklin was, we're 100% right now. But in terms of what the Franklin's going to become, we still got a lot to do, you know, and we're excited to do it, you know. So we were able to build a really good, positive team. We're paying way above scale, and it really made it easy for us to draw the right people, you know, like pretty much every one of our bartenders left a head bartender position to come work with us, or, you know, they're just maybe working 2 days a week and they're the head bartender of some other bar, you know. So we really have most of our waiters are bartenders too, you know, that want to eventually bartend for us. So we're able to put together a really, you know, talented, positive, friendly local team.
So people can expect some great service.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, great, knowledgeable service. Everybody here is a geek when it comes to cocktails and liquors, and it's, you know, very refreshing. Like,
mm-hmm. Nice. Oh, yeah. Where can people follow you to find out the updates?
Right now we do Instagram is pretty much the only social media platform we use consistently, and it's at Franklin Bar Philly.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, congratulations. I mean, it does look beautiful on the inside. Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jason Elliott is operations manager of the Franklin Investment and Mortgage Company, also known as the Franklin, right?
Yep, or the Franklin Bar, or
the Franklin Bar Philly.
Yeah, exactly. We don't care what you call us. Yeah,
just call us.
Yeah, just come. Yeah, exactly. Come have a good time. That's all that matters.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.